recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on. I'm jumping in a minute. Get it on now,
Drew. Get it on.
What's going on, man?
Yeah, man.
Excited.
Are you?
Yeah, man.
Cat Timpf's going to join us a little bit later.
I
was thinking about the movie.
You know her from the great Gutfeld show and many other Fox endeavors.
A lot of Fox appearances.
Mm-hmm. But also works as a digital editor on Washington Times from 2011 to 2013. How about
that? Reporter for the National Review since 2014.
Mm-hmm.
Animal House, the movie.
Mm-hmm.
As that is going further into the rearview mirror of history, it's starting to look worse and worse and worse.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about it. One of the lead actors was doing a lecture series talking about the horrible impact that it had had on alcohol and drug use in college campuses for 3 decades following its release.
Mm-hmm.
And now people are starting to analyze the abuse of women that is glorified in that film.
Well, not only is there that, but there's underage women.
Yeah.
Which is takes it to a new level.
And completely comatose. Remember, the key scene is where that woman he's pushed around the shopping cart is unconscious and he has an angel and a devil appear on his shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the angel is the villain telling him he shouldn't do that. Right?
How about the, pardon the pun, black eye? It's given race relations when they go to the roadside, roadhouse, all black bar. And she sits next to the woman where they're sitting at the table, and Otis Day and the Knights are singing, and he does the best joke in comedy ever, which he goes, "So what's your major?" And she goes, "What?" And he's like, "A little shame don't went to ding, dang, ding, a mo, mo, mo." And then he goes, "What's your major?" And she goes, "Primitive cultures," and then they cut to Otis going, "I don't know whom now, now, po, po, po."
Really?
Oh, best joke ever.
Oh,
it's the best joke ever, Drew.
Oh,
it's right up there with the Blazing Saddles rape joke. That is an excellent, you got to find that, Gary. Gary's got to find it. You don't know that joke?
No.
Oh, it's the best. It is the best. It's a great joke. And I know everything's politically correct now, but there's no victim in that joke. That's just a guy covered with sweat going, "Oh, my. It's the greatest ever. Yeah. I remember thinking as a kid, that's a good joke. Yeah. So what were we talking about with Animal
Well,
House?
Just that it's, you know, we were talking about the cesspool that was the 70s, and what came, that film was
good part of the 70s.
It was a culturally organizing sort of crucible, and it promoted a lot of the behaviors that people are reacting to now.
Well, let's look into the word promote. First, I'll promote LifeLock.com, promo code Adam. Download Pluto TV for all your favorite devices, and Zoom.us. So you say promote. So let's examine that.
Glorifying.
Well, I'm trying to think because, you know, it's been the male sexuality is something we've had to struggle with. It needed to be tamped down. I was explaining on my podcast last week that I don't think the one part of the super honest discussion that we're always having, like we make the proclamation that we're going to have an honest dialogue about race or an honest dialogue about men and the sexuality and society and stuff like that. We never really get to the true stuff. We just go to usually somewhere during the discussion, somebody announces 3 or 4 times we need to have an honest discussion in the middle of the discussion, which is a weird.
Yeah.
It'd be like sitting at a therapist's office with your wife, and you kept saying to the therapist, "We need to get into therapy."
Yeah.
Like, well, aren't we here?
Yeah.
I thought we were going to have an honest discussion. They don't have it with race. That's about dads leaving the family, families being broken and all that. But anyway, no one wants to get into that. Fine. We never talk about male sexuality. We never talk about how powerful it is and how insane it is and how puberty and what's going on in the male brain, you know, as a man of passion, Drew, at 16. Is it literally possessed?
What was God thinking?
What was God thinking? And so
giving that to a 14-year-old, like, what?
Right. And somebody needs to address that side of this discussion.
I agree.
And I said to Gina Grad, you think about food a lot. Imagine being obsessed with food and somebody just said, you know, walk through a supermarket, but do the right thing. You know, don't steal anything and don't grab anything. And if you want to pluck up a grape off of something and pop it in your mouth, we cannot look at that as the same as you jumping over the butcher counter and stabbing somebody. That's going to happen. You have food on your brain 24/7 and somebody says, just walk down the aisle. And if they offer you a sample, you can have one. But if they don't offer you, then keep your hands in your pocket and keep walking. Well, when you think of it in terms of food and you think of it like food on your mind, you go like, I couldn't do it or they couldn't do it or whatever
that,
it is.
That's generally the piece that's missing is that we don't discuss the fact that the adolescent brain has an appetite of drive. It's not a relational drive. It's an appetite of drive.
Well, I want you to explain that one second. First, we're going to watch a scene where she's into primitive cultures. Not that scene. Okay. Well, it's in this scene. It's up the road about halfway into that scene.
And which is the moment that you're looking for? I know the scene.
They're sitting around and asking what their major
is. What's your major?
Thank you.
Yeah. It's for males, it is an appetite of drive. It's a appetite that needs satiation while for the most part, again, women are more diverse in the experience of these drive systems. It's more a relational drive, if that makes sense.
So
it's
explain.
Well, it's the difference. I would say we think of a difference between sort of the difference between like having to eat because you haven't eaten in 3 days and a steak is sitting in front of you versus I'd like that cup of hot chocolate on a cool day.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, and what I'm saying is we would like to prevent people from stealing samples and grabbing handfuls of trail mix out of a bin and throwing it in their mouth.
Yeah.
We'd like to prevent that. I'd like to prevent that from happening. I have a son and a daughter. I'd like both of them to stop, but we need to discuss what's causing a lot of these guys to go AWOL and go insane. And
I'm wondering if porn is a good thing for this. Maybe it's going to diminish some of that.
Like I have that. Some thoughts that I was just thinking about that the other day.
And then it might be a good thing?
Because
all we had was enticement and then nothing.
It's taken a lot of the wind
out
of people's sails.
Yeah.
But not the starch in the sheets. Oh. All right, when you find it, you'll give us a thumbs up. They're sitting. They're talking.
The exact scene.
We're close.
The problem is the highlighted scenes from Animal House seem to be on opposite ends of this particular moment, but we're on the right scene.
Can I talk about Zoom.us? Good with that? Zoom.us, speaking of videos, video
conference. Why don't you get Kat to head out this way? Sorry.
Well, I'm reading the Zoom.
Yeah, you can just tell her to head in.
Yeah, love Zoom. It's video conferencing. It's video conferences changed everything. In 2018, Zoom was the clear winner with flawless video, clear audio, instant sharing across any device, desktop, laptop, tablet, mobile. It is striking HD video, up to 49 people live on the screen at one time if you wish. Share anything from any device, and I'm telling you, it is intuitive, it is easy, it's an app. You can share Word files, spreadsheets, videos from YouTube, photos from your phone, anything. It's just, they have thought of everything, and they've made it just easy. You can even set up a green screen if you want and sort of use special effects. To set it up, all you do is go to zoom.us. You set up your free account today. Meet happy with Zoom Video Communications. We use it in all of our podcasts. We need to get people in. And its clarity is unsurpassed, both video and audio. Set up your free account today at Zoom, Z-O-O-M, Zoom.us.
Kat Timpf is here. You like Catherine or Kat?
Kat's good. I'm good with Kat.
Enjoy you on the Greg Gutfeld show.
Thank you.
I enjoy Greg Gutfeld.
Me too.
So I have this thing of making all of Kat's dream come true because her two dreams in life was to go visit Team Mom set and secondly to sit here with you and I.
Really?
It's true. I'm a huge Loveline fan.
Wow.
I'm not going to lie. I've listened to every episode.
Every episode?
Every episode. My favorite was when someone called in and asked if the fact that the underwear had been moved from the top of the laundry basket meant he was cheating. That was a phone call that I'll never forget.
Is that an obsession you really needed to like understand?
Yeah, I just didn't understand the caller, and he was eviscerated, and it was or she was eviscerated, and it was one of my favorite moments. I've listened to every single episode.
Let's think about that moment for a second. So she thought that the guy was cheating because he'd removed his underpants from the top of the laundry basket.
Her underwear was on the top, and he moved it. So she thought that – I love that I know this better than either of you guys.
Yeah, you have no idea.
She thought that he was hiding her underwear because there was another woman over.
So she didn't want to see the underwear.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Yeah. That's interesting.
We took care of her, right? Dispatched her?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, we dispatched – wait, him or her? Or her.
Her, yeah.
Right, right. I got it. Jealous. I got it now. Yeah, you know what's weird? I don't hear as much jealousy anymore. I don't know what's going on in our society, but there was a lot, historically, a lot of jealous husbands and jealous boyfriends and jealous wives and girlfriends. Like, it seemed to be a topic. I don't hear it.
That's because you're not doing Love Line anymore, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. Are young people, though, they're not really dating.
Right, that's
they're kind
of
having casual whatever. Yes.
I don't even know what a date
up.
I don't know what a date is. I think I've been on like one or two in my whole life. Going out on a date and actually having like someone buy me dinner, that doesn't really happen. It's not really a thing.
So how can you get jealous if you're just sort of hooking up or not really,
right?
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you
yeah.
need that to be jealous first. Although, right?
You would think.
We were seeing a lot of male stalking behaviors, though. A lot of that, because they just did not know how to manage relationships. And if some guy was to be interested in you and you were like, not so much, then he becomes your friend, you wouldn't understand that that's actually a stalker.
Really?
Oh, yes. If you have any of those around, they are stalkers.
I do have a few of those.
Okay. Well, trust me, because they would call Loveline about 3 years later and go, I met this woman, Kat Temp. She's awesome. I wanted to. She's absolutely the dream woman for me, Kat. But she wasn't so into it. So I was her friend for those 3 years. And so I've been waxing her car and I've been cleaning my apartment for you. And they'll follow with this. And now it's time.
Like, oh, my God.
Like, now it's time. It's been 3 years and it's time. I'm like, time for what? We got that call a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think women. Maybe this is an overall discussion to have with Kat, and I think we should broach this. I remember once I knew this hot chick, and hot chicks say the darndest things. That should be my next TV show. And she was like, you know, my landscape guy, what an angel. He baked me an apple pie. And I was like, he did? Yeah, he's a landscape guy. I mean, he does all the trees and stuff around here, but I guess he did an apple tree, and I guess he bakes. So anyway, he baked me an apple pie. What a sweetheart of a guy. And I was like, yeah, he wants to screw you. And it's like,
right.
No, he bakes
first
him for
of all
his
you're
customers.
You're an asshole for saying that.
No, but he probably does that for all his – yeah, he does that for all his customers. Yeah. Like, they don't get it. They just think life's a little bit better. So
it's different.
What's in now with the whole Me Too thing's going nuts. We have the by the way, we have the joke. It's a quick version of the joke from Animal House that Gary was able to find. The internet's good, but it's not great. You're not able to find all of what you want to find, but Gary'll give us a shot at it.
Oh, come on. It's crazy we can even find this.
I know.
So what are you majoring in?
What?
What are you majoring in?
Primitive cultures.
Thank you, Joe.
That was
great, Joe.
But that was not a quick first. That was precisely what you wanted for a change.
That was precisely what I wanted for a change. Yeah. Thank you, Gary.
That's what we do around here.
So, Kat, what's your take on what's going on, all the Me Too stuff out there? What do we need to know? What's next? How do you feel?
I mean, I think it's a good thing. I think that there's a lot of powerful men that have been abusing their power and getting away with it, and you can't really get away with it anymore. I think it's I hate when guys are like, well, you know, now you're going to get in trouble just for talking to a girl or just for – it's like, no, you're not, unless – the way you talk to girls is as a creepy man, then maybe that's a different thing.
Yeah, I don't like when people do that.
Slippery
slope stuff. Yeah, will she make gay marriage legal and I'm going to marry my desk lamp.
I would have no problem with that. I don't know why you can't marry your desk lamp, too.
And then what's to stop me from marrying my dog and my desk lamp? And then my
daughter.
Polygamy.
Like, she's not in polygamy. She's not into that.
No, I'm just saying.
That's
I'm okay. I mean,
okay?
I personally know, but I don't care.
Kat's a libertarian.
Yeah, I don't care if 30 people want to get married
No, I don't care either. I don't like when people make the point, like, what's to stop me from fill in the blank? So I won't be able to talk to a girl at work. So she'll ask me where the supplies are, and I'll just grunt and gesture toward because I don't want to establish eye contact. Like, I don't, I never really, Drew, do you ever worry about that? Like, you work with women.
No, but I worry, if I were a manager, I'd worry about the workplace that I was responsible for instance.
Yeah, not you know, but other people.
Yes.
Yes.
If I were responsible for that workplace kind of thing. So yeah. I could see why people go, screw it, we're going to have to separate or whatever. I don't know.
But that's not a Me Too thing. That's just a sort of everything now.
Yeah,
I mean, you have a Christmas party and people are drinking and guys are talking to one another in a certain way. Like, there's just a problem in general.
Yep, that's true.
It's weird. It's interesting because work, follow me along this path, Kat and Drew.
If you insist.
Okay. Work used to kind of be work. You know, it was just like, go to work, get your paycheck, and go home. But people didn't need to be fulfilled at work. They just went to work. Traditionally, work was like, go to a coal mine, dig for 8 hours, and then come home, you know?
Yeah.
You go to your work. Now, we need something out of work that's more than a paycheck. It's like, it has to fulfill me. It has to complete me. It has to make me feel whole. And now we're getting into some weird territory because I don't think my boss respects me. Or I don't think he loves me. Or I don't think he appreciates me. And it's like, he just wants you to fucking work and then go home. But wait a minute, that's not satisfying. And we're bleeding into a world filled with feelings. We're now... There is going to be more lawsuits and more feelings and more wrongful termination because it's not really about work. It's kind of about a vibe and a place and a community. You know, if you think about what's going on in Silicon Valley, that's not work. You're going home. You're with your people. And then imagine you do something like James Damore, whatever that guy's name is, and you write something and go, well, here's why there's more male programmers. Unless now you've been exiled of your community.
Family.
Right?
Yeah, I think so. And I think a lot of people want to be protected or they're really sensitive. They want to be a protected class. I wrote an article last week about a university researcher who said that people who are into kink should be a protected class. Because what if their boss sees like a picture of them in like a leather suit on the internet and then they get fired?
Right.
Yeah. But I don't really think that should be a thing.
Have you read that Coddling of the American Mind book?
I have not.
But his argument essentially is that parents have hovered so thoroughly and solved all the problems for kids that they literally aren't able to deal with whatever comes in from the environment, and they want somebody to solve it.
Yeah, I think it's a problem that parents tell kids they can be anything they want to be when they grow up because that's not true. You can't – like, I couldn't be an astronaut. I'm shitty at math. Like, I just – it's just – I couldn't do it.
Yeah, I tell my kids they're worthless all the time. They don't listen. I'm like, look, butcher, baker, maybe candlestick maker on a good day, but don't expect to get a highfalutin job like your dad. Well, there's an interesting thing, I think, which is we figured out now that all the antibiotics have not helped, right? Because they've not let the kids build up their immune system. And there's so many allergies and things now, environmental allergies and everything, because we've realized that if you get sick, maybe it's a good thing as a 9-year-old to ride it out versus get pumped full of antibiotics. Good for the moment, but maybe not big picture. For your immune system, maybe not a good thing. Well, maybe we're doing an emotional version of that as well.
100%. Oh, yeah. 100%.
It feels great to tell your kids, you're great, you're great, you're great, stop crying, great. Yes, it's the teacher's fault, everyone hates you. Like, in the moment, but big picture, is that a good thing?
No.
No, I don't think so. I think that, and college campuses are obviously the absolute worst with this. Absolute worst. There's, like, microaggressions bystanders at certain colleges that are supposed to watch out and see if something offensive, someone says something offensive in another conversation, and then report it.
Administrators should be like, I don't know what to do with them, like jailed for this.
For not
being able to be adults and do their job.
Right, and people forget when you go to college, you're an adult. You're usually 18 years old and above.
You're not. You're still kind of a child. You're totally dependent on your parents. You're in this artificial environment.
No, but
the adults need to be in charge still, right? You'd start behaving like an adult, but the adults need to be like, hey, behave like an adult.
You should be able to handle your own problems by the time you're in college within reason. If you're going through something serious at school where you need administrative help, but overhearing something that offends, you think might offend another person in another conversation, reporting that to the administration, I mean, come on.
That's your analogy of the spitting is too good for them.
Yeah, true. I don't know. True. Don't make me finish my own goddamn stories.
Come on, tell it again.
Podcast.
Tell it again.
You fucking finish it. I'm fucking tired
of
it.
He was saying that if there was somebody of a power who had been sort of taken down in the town square, the crowd would gather around him and say, someone would spit on him, and that one person would say, spitting is too good for him. And the crowd would go, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Let's kick him. They kick him. Kicking is not good enough. Yeah. Let's bludgeon him. Yes. And it's this outrage that gives status, but it's an outrage that's sort of on this accumulated frenzy of envy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But outrage renders the status. The more outrage you can express, the more status you can.
The problem, which is, this is sort of Mike August's line, someone I work with. The problem is the students have become clients, and they're in they're now running luxury spas versus places of academics.
I'm going to tell you what.
This is so much money in it for them that they're clients now, and they're like whales have flown into a Vegas casino. They're picking them up at the airport.
My college was going for, now in retrospect, I can see this is literally what their sort of cultural idea was. They were going for monastery meets prison.
Mm.
That was the whole vibe. You're monastic and you're living in a prison. And that we were treated that way. The living environment was like that. And that was it. That was it. That was the ethos of, you know, when they talked about burning the midnight oil, they practically wanted you to get a fucking oil lamp and stay up all night in your cell, which is what they had us in.
Mm.
Yeah. What was your college like, Kat?
Well, I went to Hillsdale, so I had a completely different college experience.
Anything with a name like Hillsdale's got to be.
Well, yeah,
it was pretty conservative. Yeah, absolutely. And it was socially conservative, which I'm not at all. So that was kind of, you know, but we didn't accept government funding. We didn't have any of the weird stuff that I report on. None of that kind of thing was happening there.
Well, I've always felt like what was going on at Evergreen a few year and a half ago or so with the professor who didn't want to stay out for the day of blackness or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah.
The adults need to be adults, and the kids are, while chronologically adults, they weren't the generation that stormed the beach at Normandy.
No.
I mean, those were 16-year-old guys who lied about their age so they could join the Marines. Those were guys who grew up on a farm, working, repairing tractors, slaughtering animals, and now they want to go fight the Japanese at 16 and a half. That's not going to be compared to our 16 and a half year olds who grew up playing fucking video games in an air conditioned bouncy castle. That's not the same people. So what you have on school campuses now is not your mother's 18-year-old. She's not your father's 18-year-old. When 18-year-olds were 18 years old, these are 18-year-olds that don't know how to drive a stick or change a spare tire. Or drive a car.
To be fair, I don't know how to drive a car.
Yeah, it's all right, little lady. That's fine.
I used to.
Shh. Let daddy do the driving. No. This is a different generation. They're super soft, and what they need is not more coddling. They need someone to yank on the leash and go, hey, we're the adults. We'll do the driving. And no, you're not allowed to take over the cafeteria for a week, and we'll move out. You take over the cafeteria, we'll call the cops, we'll drag you out of here, we'll put zip ties on you, we'll hit you with pepper spray, and you'll fucking spend the night in a cage.
I was listening to a social psychologist saying that the one thing that should happen now is when these Twitter mobs break, you know, particularly college-age kids break into demands that somebody be fired, he said the first thing that any college administration, let's say it's a college campus, should do is say, well, the first thing we're not going to do is fire.
Yeah.
That's the only thing we're immediately not going to do. Then we will look into the allegations and to figure out what's going on.
Well, it's why when the terrorist abducts somebody, you don't negotiate with them because you get more abductions.
Right.
You give them the ransom money, they take another CNN news crew.
Exactly right.
Well, Evergreen, these kids got everything they wanted. There was even an administrator that at the end of the semester sent out an email encouraging professors to take students' feelings into account when grading them.
Oh, whoa.
That's scary. Look, it'd be fine if that was the entire world, but eventually you got to get out and compete, and thus it'll never work. Hold on. Let me tell you about LifeLock here. Watch out for cyber scams centered on Hurricane Florence. Oh, that breaks my heart that people want to take advantage of these people, but they do. And your generosity. Use caution with any email containing a subject line, attachment, or hyperlink related to the hurricane. Scammers are also using social media and unsolicited text. There's so many threats in today's connected world, and it just takes one weak link for criminals to get in. New LifeLock Identity Theft Protection adds the power of Nord Security to help protect against threats to your identity. Let's protect ourselves, people. And you have devices that you can't easily see or fix on your own if they get hacked into. It's 2018. Protect yourself with a LifeLock. Right, Drew?
No one can stop every cyber threat, prevent all identity theft, or monitor transactions at all businesses. But new LifeLock with Norton Security can see threats you might miss on your own. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK. Use promo code ADAM for an extra 10%. off your first year, plus a $25 Amazon gift card with annual enrollment. That is promo code ADAM at LifeLock.com or 1-800-LIFELOCK. Terms apply.
Let me just blow through these calls so they don't sit there forever and we'll just say hi to them. Jared, 27, Charlotte, North Carolina, is seeking advice on a concept idea. Yes?
Hey, Adam, Drew, Kat.
Hey.
So just to validate you from your last show, you know, I was raised by a single mother who didn't make more than $30K, and now I'm 27, married to my high school sweetheart, who's a nurse. I have a good job in finance, have an MBA at the end of the at the end of this year, and so I mean, things are going great, right? So I mean, yeah, definitely. You know, if you don't get pregnant at 16, things typically work out for you.
Yes, I agree with us. Thank you.
Yeah, but what I wanted to ask you guys.
But it's not your hard work that has anything to do with it, Adam. It's not because he worked hard. Get that clear.
All right, concept, Jared.
All right, go ahead.
Trying to get through these calls.
All right. So I don't want to go into the specifics, but basically, you know, I've done all the background work. I created a business plan. I created like a little presentation. It's like 5 minutes long. It's in anybody. I've done a whole extensive marketing plan for it. And, you know, I'm in finance. I live in Charlotte. So, you know, entertainment's not a big thing out here. So my question is really like, how do I get this in front of the right people to see, hey, is this a good idea? Is this something that, you know, you should go through with? And, you know, I mean, anything you can help me out with here?
What's like, the idea?
I don't know what the idea is.
What's the idea?
I mean,
generally,
I don't know how much I want to, like, put it out there.
The broad strokes.
It's designed for millennials. It has to do with, like, video games and how, you know, like, the I don't know if you've heard of esports, Twitch, but these are like major gaming platforms. These guys are making like, you know, $500K a month.
Right. You're talking about doing a television program? What are you talking about doing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just like, you know, sort of like a show. You know, I've calculated the cost of sort of the below-the-line production, above-the-line production.
I think it's a good idea to, if something is blowing up and there's no TV shows about it, I think that's a good idea.
The problem is there's like one place you could go, and that's MTV, right?
I think there's a lot of places you could go.
But I would argue that he lives in a time where he can go to Facebook and Amazon, his other places. And
yeah, there's the internet. There's the whole internet.
Yeah, I would think the internet platforms would be the place to go, and you don't have to be out here to put stuff in front of them, I would think.
Agreed. Josh, 40, Boulder.
Yeah, hey guys. I was just wondering with the Me Too movement, what you guys thought of a men's movement.
Uh huh. Do they have one?
Well, I'm thinking of calling it Men Too.
For what?
For what?
Well, I mean, I just feel like nothing about power. Like, we might have a power movement that, you know, money and power movement that a bunch of men are in, but what about just the man himself and, like, good qualities of that person?
There was a huge movement. What was that called? It was around in the 90s. Oh, it was a big thing. They'd have these stadiums full of men and stuff.
Well, that was kind of religiously based.
It was religiously based, and it went nowhere. But it was men sort of committing to being a certain kind of person and, you know, committing to their families and being spiritually sort of active and stuff. And it didn't really yield much, even though it was a big movement.
Well, now it's the same movement. You just have to commit to shutting up and stepping off. I just love that. Just shut up, man. You don't know what you're talking about.
The Hawaiian.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. Senator.
I agree. Listen, you know, whenever they go, oh, men are the cause of all that's wrong. That's true. But to be fair, we're the cause of everything. You know, you got the Golden Gate Bridge. That was a dude.
Yeah, that was a dude. But I'm glad you acknowledge that all problems are because of men.
Right.
That's absolutely
true. But
if
you fucking invent everything, then it's all going to be men. Like, if men are going to start the wars, then men end the wars. Like, Hitler's a man, and then he started a war, and then Churchill helped end the war. It's man-on-man crime. But to be fair, it's going to happen if we're out there doing everything. Right, Drew? Back me up.
I got you. It was the Promise Keepers. That was the name of the
Promise Keepers. Yeah.
And, yeah, so we need to let women do more so they can suck up all the responsibility for things. And take
build,
all the shit,
build
too.
The Golden Gate Bridge or the space shuttle. Fine. I'll hang back. That's fine. Put a roof on the house. I'm going to chillax. Yes, Drew?
I don't know how to do that. As you said, I'm part of the problem.
Well, it's true. Again, it's that men cause all the negative, but, I don't know. I feel like they've done a fair job of curing malaria. Walter Reed. Is that a chick or a dude? Huh?
Young unemployed
males. You got
males.
Madame Curie. That's fine.
That's true.
We'll give you that. But Alexander Graham Bell, I mean, you know, there's a dude.
All right.
There's dudes. They did a lot of good things, and they're going to do a lot of bad things.
Okay.
Can't just say, hey, all we want is Alexander Graham Bell and Jonas Salk, but
women gave birth to all these people.
I was going to say biologically, men are unnecessary.
I mean,
you only need is one male, and he doesn't have to be around.
Well,
for
if you need a bridge to get from Sausalito to San Francisco, then you need dudes, don't you?
Seems like it. Historically, you have needed that. Yeah.
Okay. I'm not ready to throw us out with the bathwater, but that's Drew. He's a puss. Now, where were we?
Pluto.
We have one more call up there. Recently started dating a girl's a virgin. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Adam, Drew, Kat, thanks for taking the call.
Mm-hmm. What's going on?
So, I am 30. I recently started dating a girl, and I'm still a virgin. So I want to know if that's something I should mention, because I don't want her to feel like I'm pushing her towards sex if I bring that up, or how I should handle that.
Okay, let's let Kat answer this.
Yeah, you definitely have to tell her.
Yes.
You definitely have to tell her.
Yeah. Really? When, I didn't know you were going to go that way.
How long have you been seeing her already?
We've just been out a couple of times. We're supposed to go out again this week.
Tell her ASAP.
This week, yes.
Yeah.
For sure this
week.
Wait a minute. I would say day three.
Yeah,
Hold on.
I would have led with that. I would have wanted you to have led with that.
Chase him away a little bit. She has to get a relationship going first. Like, what if it didn't work out?
Yeah, wait, I suppose.
Kat, is that a turn off? 30-year-old virgin? You got to be thinking, what's wrong? What happened?
The marketplace is perfectly efficient.
No, I mean, it's better than this. I went on a date with a guy one time, and completely unprompted, first date, he says, just so you know, I'm not going to tell you how many women I've had sex with because it's just too many.
Wow.
So I immediately left. And this is why I don't date, Drew, Adam. This is why I don't date. But that's the turnoff. If a guy was a virgin, I mean, that's fine.
So it's neutral, but you need to know it.
I would like to know. I'm wondering why you didn't tell me.
Sweet spot between Wilt Chamberlain and this guy. You know what I mean?
What is that sweet spot?
It's not six figures. It's a low three. It's a mid three figure. No, I don't know. I think what a woman wants to hear is that he's had a few relationships, a few long-term relationships. You know, we're still good friends, but they don't live in town, so don't worry about that part.
Right.
And that kind of stuff. And Mark, my feeling is you don't need to make a proclamation about being a virgin if she's not going to suss you out, if she's not going to know sexually. If you think there's a way that she's not going to know, then you don't need to make the proclamation.
She'll know.
Ooh.
She'll definitely know.
Well, think of that.
She will.
Your dick smells like failure.
Okay, and the other thing I wanted to ask is...
Hold on, Drew's laughing.
Okay.
All right, sorry, go ahead.
No, the other thing I was worried about is if we do have sex, I don't want to become some dude who's like, pussy whipped or like sex becomes the only thing I'm fixated on in the relationship.
Oh, relax.
I don't know. I feel like it's a lot of responsibility for a woman too if you tell her.
Well, that's what Kat's zeroing in on. But she'll be extra pissed if she takes that responsibility without knowing it.
Yeah, exactly. Right,
here's what I... this is tough.
Because she'll definitely be able to... She'll know.
Well, you know those movies where, like, there's a bank heist and the guard gun gets kicked away and then some civilian, like, picks it up and they go, all right, don't move. But you see their hand is trembling.
Yes.
And the bad guy's like, give me that gun. Because you can tell, even though they have the gun, they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah. That's what Kat's talking about.
Yeah. But if you can be the former Marine who's in civvies, who handles the gun, and the bad guys don't know.
He's not a Marine.
I just think women have intuition about these sorts of things, and they'll definitely be able to tell.
Mark?
Yeah, I understand what Kat's saying. That was the feeling that I had.
Don't worry about
getting sucked. You don't think you can pull this off.
Don't worry about getting sucked into a vortex. That's a general sort of a thing about being in a relationship you have to be careful of, but just you're aware of it.
All right. I think it's cute in this modern day of everyone's covered with AIDS and SARS and herpes.
Covered with AIDS.
Everyone's dripping with HIV and
HPV,
you know, and what a human papilloma,
LGV,
and they got that bird flu and all these viruses.
Yeah.
That you're that
Ebola's coming
clean.
Our way. Yeah.
That's right. All right, let me tell you about Pluto TV, the leading free streaming television service. Watch over 100 TV channels and thousands of movies on demand, completely free. Everybody, Pluto TV. TV never asks for a credit card. You don't even need to sign up to watch for free. Pluto TV is the easy and completely legal way to watch your favorite TV shows and hit movies and do it all for free. Never pay for TV again by downloading Pluto TV.
Do it now.
Do it now. Download Pluto TV for free.
Have you seen this?
Oh,
yeah. It's insane. You'll love it.
I have. Your favorite devices today, including your phone and Roku, Amazon, Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, PlayStations, anywhere you stream. And you can watch my channel, Chassis, that's Chassy, now available, channel 501 on Pluto TV. All right, go to AdamCarolla.com if you want to find out about any live shows we're doing anywhere. And Chassis, and go get some merch at AdamCarolla.com. Kat Timpf, you can find her on Greg Gutfeld's show, Saturdays, 10 p.m.
Oh, I'm just saying, I'll be on there with her at the end of the week.
Eastern? Oh,
yeah.
Good. Coming up on Fox News Channel. And you can go to her website, KatherineTimpf.com, and seek her out. Shoot her a tweet at Kat Timpf as well. Drew, what do you got?
Go to Dr.com, check out the family pods, and sign up for the contact list.
So, until next time, Sam Crawl for Kat Timpf and Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This is Corolla Digital.
Yeah, Pluto TV, the leading free streaming television service. You can watch over 100 channels, thousands of movies, on demand. Well, it's free. It's completely free. Normally when you hear on demand, you go, how much? No, not with Pluto TV. They never ask for a credit card. It's all legal. Just go log on and get it done. The time I'm doing this, you could have Pluto TV, download Pluto TV for free. And do it on your Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, your phone, whatever. And check out Chassis, Chassy, our channel, available now on Pluto TV.